So, another one has made it. Please, allow me a moment. What planet are you from? Terra Mater. What a beautiful name. How interesting. You were the first one to ask. I am making an animal. It is not a bird, human. I believe the entrance to my gallery is located at a rather cold place on the planet you came from. Is that correct? I hope this fire brings you warmth for as long as you stay. It is my pleasure. That is because this species does not exist in Terra Mater. Or anywhere, for that matter. I know not yet what I should call it, unfortunately. Thank you. I appreciate your interest in my art. Unfortunately, not all visitors seem to share it. Why have you come? Interesting. You are the first among the few who've made it here who isn't able to provide an answer. You need not to be afraid, human. For as much as I enjoy your compliments, I am well aware you didn't come here to observe my creations. How amusing. You were speaking a moment ago. But now, it almost seems as though you can't. You seem to be more intimidated by your own question than myself. I have been visited by your kind before. I know your species seems to have some sort of fixation on gold, if that is your preoccupation. You are a descendant from one of my creations. I have no reason to hurt or judge you, for I love all my art. What a strange question. Yes, I can transform my work as well, for all are made of some sort of clay. You may take as long as you need. I have no limit on how long a visitor can stay. I will say, however, that you've made me quite interested in what your wish may be. You wish to become a woman. I cannot grant that request. I cannot turn you into what you already are. Your plea makes no sense. This new question I also don't understand. I meant what I said. I cannot turn you into a woman, because you already are a woman. And it was the truth. I can remold my work. Your insistence is rather fascinating. I can only conclude that you don't know what you are. Or rather, that you are not convinced. I apologize. I know not what I said to make you feel this way. But it was not my intention. Please, explain your desire to me, and I will do my best. I was unaware. How unfortunate it is that they've adopted such mindsets. It is even more that they've managed to stain your mind with some of their thoughts, dear daughter. But even still, I now see the legitimacy of your wish, and fully understand your reason and desire. I will do my best to make those self-deprecating feelings go away. To turn the mirror that is currently your foe into your friend. Allow me to take on a shape that will let me fulfill your request more comfortably. I shall now reform the clay from which you are made. Please remove your garments. I will spawn more flames to keep you comfortable during the process. Please stand in front of the mirror, my child. Do not hesitate to tell me if you are not satisfied with your transformation. For once, my work is not to make me happy, but you. I believe it would be good for me to start from your skeleton. It will give us a better idea of how to continue. You need not to worry. I will ensure the process is painless. Correct. I have made your hips wider, and your shoulders not as much. You seem to be content with the direction we are going. That is good. That is right. Your face is a different shape now. I changed your jaw and your nose slightly. Anything else before we move on? Your feet and your ribcage. Such peculiar requests. Very well. I'll make them smaller. I'll let you decide the next step, fair lady. Very well. We will get rid of the hair on your face and your chest. I think I will redo the general shape of your body. It should noticeably change your silhouette. You seem to be getting quite emotional. I take it that's a good sign. Good. You don't like the way you cry. What does that mean? Oh, your voice. Yes, I should be able to help with that too. And now you are crying more. Although it is good news, perhaps we should pause for a moment? We shall then. It is good to know you're ready. I am eager to continue working. Who is Adam, and why is his apple important? Oh, I was unaware of that. I shall get rid of it then. Now, for your chest. Oh. Smaller? I apologize. Are they good like this? Good. Now, some finishing touches on the rest of your body. Is there anything else you'd like changed? course. It now reaches your lower back. Should I make it shorter? To your shoulders? Understood. Child, look into the mirror and answer my question. Is this you? It is always a pleasure to make my creations happy. And I had never seen any visitor be as happy as you are when their wish is granted. Hug. This is yet another request I've never fulfilled. Yes, you may. As a token of appreciation for your visit, I have put some of the gold you humans like so much inside the pockets of your garments. And worry not. Once you open the door again, you will be at the foot of the mountain. And feel free to visit me again. Although I know I chose rather inconvenient places to put entrances to my gallery on all planets. Stay safe, my dear daughter. What is that? You have a name for it. Bat. I like the sound of that.